Apple has them. They're very popular. Microsoft has them. And now it appears that Google will open brick and mortar stores. Will Google come to the Hunt Valley Town Center or Towson Town? And what will they sell exactly? Seth Weintraub is a journalist and tech blogger, and he joins us now to talk about that in his 9-to-5 Google. Seth, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, as you point out, and we don't, that I know of, have them around the Baltimore area, but Google already has sort of these pop-up stores within a store.
Yeah, they're in a few Best Buys and overseas at what's called PC World in the UK. And they also had some with Virgin Atlantic in some airports. They're basically for the Chrome notebooks. They're for people who are just walking by foot traffic to take a look at these laptops that Google has. And I think they're finding that it's successful in getting the word out because Chrome notebooks are actually taking off, or they had this Christmas.
And I guess their point is that people need to get their hands on them?
Yeah, I think they're finding that out. I think Google's Nexus products aren't quite getting the traction that they had hoped just from the online advertising that Google's accustomed to. So they're seeing that actually putting them out in front of people is successful, and all they have to do is look at Apple and see how successful they've been.
When I compare them with Apple, I look at Apple and I think of all their products, and Google doesn't have nearly the number of products that Apple has, so I'm just picturing a small store.
Yeah, it's probably going to be small, at least to start off with. I think the choice to go retail was based largely on the Google Glasses that are, it's a product that's coming up, and I don't think it's even going to hit consumers' hands until 2014, but I think Google needs to get that in front of people, let them play with it, let them try it on before they're going to see any mainstream adoption.
Yeah, Seth, let's talk about what these are. I seem to remember talking about these during the Consumer Electronics Show, but what are these exactly?
So it's not even a full set of glasses. It's basically a block of glass that can show a picture in front of your eyes or above your eyes if you look up. And it's connected to the internet, and it's connected to Google Maps, and it's connected to a bunch of other Google features. So when you're walking around and, you know, you're hungry and you want to find some food, this thing will pop up some food choices, or at least that's what the prototype video says.
Or if you need a map, you can actually sort of follow it.
Right. I think maps are going to be the big feature for those things.
But are they actually glasses? You have to put them on your head, right?
You have to put them on your head kind of like glasses, but and people who wear glasses will probably find them a lot easier to deal with. But it's not really glasses in the traditional sense. It's kind of just a stick that kind of goes behind one ear and has a glass block that kind of lives above one of your eyes.
I find it interesting, and maybe you do or don't, but we have had all this talk about how brick and mortar stores are closing down. They're having a hard time competing with online. And yet still it seems that in the real world, you still need to have a physical store for the consumer to connect with your product.
I think that's true. I think, you know, especially for new products, and Google's not, you know, releasing a stereo or something that you've already seen and played with and can kind of know what the specs are. This is something totally new. And to get something totally new in front of people, it's important. And I think Tim Cook, Apple CEO, said something that in a recent earnings call at Goldman Sachs, that they wouldn't have had nearly the success they had with the iPad had they not had the stores to put them in front of the consumers.
All right, Seth Weintraub, thank you so much for joining us and talking about how Google plans to open its stores by the end of the year. We appreciate it.
Thank you.